Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 7.
Directors.
Directors in a world. This is our second round of the director's bracket. As you have probably played along with us, we made a NCAA tourney style bracket, but instead of basketball teams, we did film directors. And a few weeks ago, we narrowed it down to our top 32, and now we are at the Sweet 16 mark.
Sweet 16.
And I'll tell you, there are some upsets here.
I like weeks ago we made our pick.
There are some upsets.
Yeah,
don't
think some videos better than me. That's all I'm saying.
Magic of the internet, folks.
Someone's going to.
It's only going to get.
On this podcast.
Cindy, motherfucking Luke. Oh.
It's only going to get hotter from here, guys.
It is only going to get
more difficult.
If you
missed out, make sure
you check out
our previous podcast for some.
There was a lot of fighting.
Debate on that.
Yeah, I think
there was
Adam lost
some
his mind
arguments.
On Cassavetes and.
I'm so sad I missed that.
You know he's not going to make it past
the next round. Who was it between Cassavetes and.
If you ever Cassavetes.
Who's he's already making fucking threats. We haven't even started.
Guys, take his pen away. He might stop.
That's a good point.
Someone check his blood pressure. Someone check his blood pressure.
You've had too much sarsaparilla.
Yes.
Put down the sarsaparilla.
From Kluger's place. The best sarsaparilla in town.
So, here we go. We are going to start out with
the bracket.
The Sweet 16. We are going to start with the dead.
No, let's save them for last.
Last? What do you want to do?
Flip it. Go John to the
bottom.
The bottom over there.
So that's the foreign one, then, right?
Yeah, foreign.
Foreign.
Do it. Bunch of foreign people.
Okay, so between Dario Argento and Luc Besson, Luc Besson won. Everybody voted Besson except for me, Dario Argento.
He's going all the way to the
I would tap that effing break. Wait.
Elite 8.
That's the next round.
I know.
So y'all think the French guy is better than Argento, the master of Italian
art? Why did you say Lyon?
Lyon. Yeah.
Lyon the professional.
And Fifth Element.
Yeah.
I like
Argento.
I love
Suspiria.
Come on. But most people have seen the two movies we just said.
Yeah.
Do
you have a hot daughter?
Dario
have a hot daughter?
Asia Argento?
Oh, yeah.
Who is in that movie?
Running
with the Dead?
She's not. She's in Born Identity, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
the second one.
I was still thinking of Franco Potente.
Born Supremacy?
But didn't
she
one of them do,
Cooper,
like, a
Copper.
Really sexy
no,
version of Phantom of the Opera?
It was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could turn on the TV at any moment in the day, and Fifth Element will be on.
I love Fifth
I have
Element.
A feeling.
Right there.
Fifth Element is still a relevant Halloween costume.
It's still relevant.
Therefore.
You can catch. Yeah.
Yes, Chris Tucker's career was made.
Gary Oldman was awesome.
And Tricky, also amazing
movies.
In that movie.
Carbon Dallas.
Love it.
Super clean.
Gary Oldman was. His career owes a lot to Mr. Lucas.
And Ian Holmes, isn't it, too?
Yeah. Oh, boom.
It's a.
He played a priest, an effing priest. Yeah, go.
All right, we're going on.
Oh,
moving on.
That made Mila Jovovich the star she is today. Resident Evil 1 through 10, anybody?
All right, between Matthew Vaughn and Ridley Scott won. Everybody
bullshit!
Voted for Ridley Scott, except for Gotti Elkon, who
we
just lost his mind.
Okay,
voted for
voted
Matthew
I only
Vaughn.
Voted for just to argue with you, bitch, and Layer Cake. But no, Ridley's worth it. It's cool.
He likes the dessert, not the movie, is what he says.
So was your choice
really
false? Do you not stick by your choice?
I stick by my choice, but I can see why Ridley would
right
move
there,
on.
Gotti flipped with no,
it's because of
no effort whatsoever. Gotti changes his mind.
He's like, all right, it's fine.
Ridley Scott was the fastest with Tom Cruise. That's why.
In bracket history.
That's why
right
I switched
there.
It. Tim Curry as the devil.
Is the
I vote Ridley.
Yes.
I was kidding.
All right.
And what was Tom Cruise's role in that?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, Mia Sara.
He was Donald Duck.
Mia
Sara,
beautiful.
Pretty much.
Then she failed, but whatever.
Did you realize he didn't have pants on that whole movie?
That's okay. It's tiny. It's cool.
The unicorn.
You heard it first from Gotti.
What was that little fucking
Tom Cruise's unicorn horn? It's pretty small.
Little quick bastard.
Definitely
Ridley Scott.
Move on.
Well, in the next one, it was between Peter Jackson and Christopher Nolan. Nolan won across the
Peter
board.
Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
Peta.
So,
really
so Dark Knight Rises won
How
over.
How was that a tough one?
Because I think if they
were two Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight Rises, you both Inception,
over Peter Jackson?
Memento.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the Lord of the Rings trilogy, though, is just...
Oh,
but you
whatever.
Can't make a whole... You can't make like
Wally
a whole standing over just one
camera.
Really good trilogy
right.
and Fright.
Camera.
Well...
Oh, but they also have.
Because Nolan had one.
Did we all vote Nolan?
Yeah.
Well, then why are we arguing?
I'm just saying, Dark Knight Rises, the worst movie you think ever made. Dark Knight Rises.
And all of the rest
and you
of voted
those.
For Inception's a top five movie for me, though.
Top five of all time?
Yes.
Wow.
Fuck y'all.
Wow. Heard it here first. Got a lot of gaudy firsts today, guys. Just letting you know.
I can give you all my top five. I don't give a damn.
Inception.
Yes.
Bride.
Children of the Men, Princess Bride,
Children of
Shawshank.
The Men,
Children of the
Children
Men,
Children
of the
Men,
Princess
it's
Bride.
The, it's
Princess
the Dolce Monica version. Of
you don't like
Children
Princess
of
Bride?
I thought you. Oh, and,
you
well,
fucking
I,
hating
no,
Rob
like
Reiner.
Princess, okay,
you
but
what's your deal?
I know I like that, but I thought
he I don't know if that's how I just threw that.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, Nolan
or
Peter Jackson did that. All right, the next one was between Danny Boyle and who was that other one?
Exactly.
It was Danny Boyle,
I really
obviously.
Didn't
want to
pick Boyle because I thought
was
he
a tough
been out
one,
the
though.
First
it was
round.
Pretty tough.
It was a tough one.
He should have been out the first round, but it's okay.
Danny Boyle. Well, Danny Boyle won, of course.
Boyle won against... It was some weird Meekin movie.
Oh, Takashi Miike. No, Takashi Miike.
That's not a little racist.
Which Takashi Miike...
Not the
witness
either.
Takashi Miike beat out Ang Lee... Last round.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
How is that ridiculous?
Takashi Miike
is awesome.
What's wrong with fucking Miike?
Who did he beat out?
Ang Lee.
Ang Lee.
Yeah.
That's what's ridiculous?
Yeah.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Face Off? Really? Face Off?
Ice Storm, that's all I have to say.
Face Off.
Yeah, but
Face
Audition.
Ichi
the Killer.
My issue is that I actually know who
Ang
Lee is, and I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Don Cho.
You didn't know Ang Lee?
No, I knew Ang Lee.
You didn't know Takashi Miike?
Off the top of my head, no. I had to look it up.
You're right.
So that tells you.
Sorry, correction.
Correction. John Woo directed Face Off.
That is true.
This guy over here. You know what I mean? That's it. Okay.
So, but Danny Boyle, between Takashi Miike, it's
that
obvious.
Was more racist.
It's obvious Danny Boyle. Obvious
trying,
Danny Boyle won.
They're, the
they're all the same. Let's move on.
Danny
so,
Boyle, yes. Great.
All right, so
solid choice.
That's part of the Sweet 16 for our foreign category. So it is Besson, Luc Besson, Ridley Scott, Christopher Nolan, and Boyle. Danny
Some
Boyle.
Some Asian guy.
No one knows.
Takashi Miike.
No one knows what Ang Lee did.
No one he just
did.
Won Best Director
yeah.
last year.
Apparently we only like
movie
one
that
French
all
and all English. We're only into the Englishmen.
You're only into Englishmen?
Well, except for the one French guy.
Ah.
The rest of them.
Oh. Well, that was,
we like the
that
people
was the
that speak
bracket.
English.
If you were Kurosawa, but you know.
You I would fucking stab you.
He
I was the only
one,
that voted Kurosawa.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll fucking get there. I know we will.
I'm
totally
for you.
You're bullshitting now.
All right. We're going on to the modern filmmakers. The first one was between Quentin Tarantino and P.T. Anderson.
God, that was
P.T.
hard.
Anderson won. I was the only
one
that voted for Tarantino.
It was really hard
for either of them.
Tarantino, far better movies than P.T. Anderson. P.T. Anderson
has amazing
films.
John C. Reilly.
But Tarantino?
Has P.T. made a bad film? Because Quentin has
made a bad
fucking film.
Yeah.
Who, Quentin?
Death Proof sucked
Death
ass.
Proof was awesome. That's
wow.
one of the best car chases
I don't
ever.
Like P.T. Anderson, but I voted for him over Tarantino just because...
He hasn't made a bad film.
He's got one good movie.
But see, but figure... But see this, but...
Boogie
would you
Nights.
Rather...
Oh my god.
Would you rather...
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Pretty much, because Philip Seymour is like Hoffman's character. It's the only reason why I voted for P.T. Anderson on this... This round, I'm just throwing it out.
So stupid.
But,
stupid.
But it comes down to what kind of world do you want to live in? You want to live in a world without P.T. Anderson or a world without Quentin Tarantino movies?
P.T. Anderson.
So it's killing in Tarantino movies.
Tarantino, man.
P.T.
Like,
Anderson
the weight.
I can live without
legit
Anderson movies.
P.T. Anderson.
I can live without Anderson movies. Really? They're only blood? Really?
But you voted for
so
P.T. Anderson.
I know.
Are you changing your mind?
No.
Still don't matter, but yes.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. You're changing your mind?
No.
Tarantino, man, is where it's at. Jackie Brown.
It was a hard decision.
It was a hard decision.
Bastard.
Started
out
Django.
With the best film, Jackie Brown.
Django, Kill Bill.
I drink your milkshake.
See, I compared it to There Will Be Blood and Django, because those are
right.
my two favorite of theirs. And
yeah.
There Will
Be
Blood
is better.
Won.
Why? Why did There Will Be Blood win?
You just reminded
it's
me.
Beautiful.
And it's
so
possibly
Rainbow.
The greatest acting performance ever.
Yeah. If for the first 20 minutes alone, where you're spending
right.
only
I can,
climbing,
I can,
clawing his way out
by
of
Paul
a hole,
fucking Dano.
It's amazing.
He's great. It's
greatness.
Paul Dano.
Yeah.
But
like
you said
brothers.
Paul Dano, and
that was a joke.
What's the other guy?
Oh.
Daniel
Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis.
You don't know the other guy?
I was like,
you know, he's
who's that black guy that's in all movies? Oh, Denzel! Motherfucking watch. But I think those Paul Dano and
Daniel
Day-Lewis. Those are just as good as Leo DiCaprio and Christoph Waltz and Django.
No.
Equally good.
Daniel Day-Lewis alone.
Christoph Waltz
debunks
is
all
great.
Of them.
Yeah. In
Daniel Day-Lewis won an Oscar.
Jimmy Fox,
none
not
of
so
the
much.
Others.
Christoph Waltz won an Oscar.
As a supporting actor, not as the lead.
It
shouldn't
have been a supporting
actor.
He
was
it
on screen
been
from the moment
Leonardo DiCaprio should have won.
Yeah.
He was on screen the entire movie.
The
There's no debate Daniel Day-Lewis had a bigger, better role than all
there
of them.
Oh, could be a debate about
I can't
no.
believe I'm the only one that voted Tarantino.
No way.
No, I give you
it
that.
Doesn't
Tarantino's
mean that we don't
quality.
Love Tarantino.
Yeah.
If you
love Tarantino,
any of the
Tarantino,
other
this
arguments...
This is clearly an
one.
Upset.
If it was about screenplays and writing and dialogue, I would go for Tarantino all day, because he writes great scripts, for sure.
Maybe
the dialogue, the witty banter is great, but...
P.T. Anderson makes great movies.
You should try making a movie in order sometime.
It's hard.
I know you're a dick. Now you're just being a dick. How did Nolan get voted?
Okay, the next... We're moving on. The next one in the modern category was between David Fincher and Woody Allen. David Fincher squeaked by. Gwen and myself voted for Woody Allen. Everybody else voted for David
and
Fincher.
And I'm on borderline, because I'm Jewish.
This is bullshit. Woody Allen should win.
No. My argument for Fincher was, like,
between
Fincher's
these two,
growth... Other than Blue Jasmine, Woody Allen has taken a little bit of a dive every once in a while.
He's
one
of
the fact that he's
Fincher's
been working for 45 years.
He turns out a movie every year.
One of the most progressive filmmakers.
So did Corman, but I don't see Corman on any of these lists.
He was in mine, but I got voted out.
Some guy. But,
I mean, just longevity does not give you better. Period.
But what is going to stand the test of time, though? Like,
I think
Fincher will.
Fincher's movies.
I mean,
he's
a
seven.
Great movies.
Fight Club.
I'm with you guys.
Alien 3, guys.
Tyler Durden.
That's his one hiccup, and that made me go.
I love Zodiac.
Zodiac's a brilliant film. I mean, Woody. Yes, Woody has 12 of one of probably some of the greatest films
Woody,
ever. But
yeah.
He's also had like 35 that no one knows or cares about.
It's like movies
no
I would want to watch over and over
and
again.
It comes
I can
again.
Watch Fincher movies.
For those that don't like Woody, no one knows Woody.
A lot of his movies are
unless
great.
You actually like Woody, you've gone deeper than, Annie is a great character. You know shit. Every female actress has ever said that, but you don't go deeper into Woody Allen. Everyone has seen Fincher's movies. Period.
And enjoys them.
Period. They've all seen Fincher's
movies. Yeah, but he's
movies.
Made, what, 20 movies and...
You know what? But they've all been 80. Flawless except for the third Aliens, and he got pooped upon by two great
Panic
directors.
Panic Room, would you like the Panic Room?
Yes, Panic
Room
is a
perfect.
Great idea. And you know what? Solid performances by everyone, including
no, don't say that.
Jody.
No,
because she was quality.
No. Jodie Foster was horrible.
She was quality.
Horrible.
And Forrest was a little bit, I don't know about that one.
That was what? Wait, Panic Room was.
Panic Room was a good
Fincher,
movie.
Yeah,
that's probably
the keyhole shot
right
alone. Was
just
fucking
keep digging. You guys have forgotten all the shitty ones.
Yes.
I
what
have,
shitty
I
ones?
Tried to block
Woody
those
Allen,
out.
Man. Come on.
Didn't you do Benjamin Button also?
Yeah, that was great though. I enjoyed that. The cinematography.
What's wrong? Yeah, but I'd rather have crimes and misdemeanors than Benjamin
with Fincher.
Button.
That's hiring the right person.
Everything. No,
I can't give up
he's
seven.
He's ridiculous. He shoots like 40 takes and everything.
I love Social Network.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like,
what?
Because Woody
talking?
Allen has a name and he's been
no,
able to brand himself, like, that's a bigger
statements.
Thing that's going to survive.
Well, his name
and he explores really, he explores these really deep stories and makes it very accessible to people.
So you don't think Fincher's stories are deep?
Whoa. Woody goes in depth?
Right? He does.
Yeah. It took Woody fucking 70 films to get to San Francisco. The guy's only shot in 3 locations. Y'all are full of shit. Woody doesn't talk about everyone. Woody talks about the same
it's
block of
himself.
Jews
it's been
that
himself
he's talked to
the
last 80
years.
He's not
years.
Fucking known by anyone outside of a 5-mile radius. No, I'm sorry. He's like Spike. They're New York directors that every once in a while...
He directed several movies in Europe.
I know, because...
In London and one in Barcelona, and he went nowhere else.
Actually, I think one of his best films.
No, he's in a couple others, but
it's
New York is too expensive.
Yeah, too expensive. That's the only reason he quit.
So whoever pays him to film his movie there, he's doing his next one.
That might be a reason, too. Venture can get fucking money. Woody can.
Yeah.
Is that not saying... The industry likes one over the other.
Woody doesn't show up to the Academy Awards. He doesn't do that. He writes. He has... Probably 100 stories he's written.
Fincher doesn't write?
No, Fincher writes, not like Allen.
No one writes like Allen. But that doesn't... Longevity and like putting out everything doesn't make you great.
Woody's on
he's
the decline.
Great,
Fincher's,
but
Fincher's, on
Fincher's
the way
done,
he's,
in my opinion, only one bad movie.
But I think there's more iconic things in Woody Allen's films than there are in Fincher films.
I don't think so. I think social media and those other movies are that
social
bigger.
Social network.
Thank you. Fuck off.
Social media.
I had a network flashback.
All right, I think this is an upset, but yes, David Fincher did win. Moving on, next one is between Steven Spielberg and Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall
Penny
won
Marshall
across
away.
The world. Not really. Spielberg, of course,
Penny
won.
Marshall.
It's hard to compete with Spielberg.
She's here to
he's
say
made,
why
it's
win.
Just
Penny Marshall's here.
So many,
Could
good
Lee
movies.
Have gotten a better argument?
No, at all.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on.
Not even close.
Spielberg won. Sorry, Penny, we love you, but...
Your brother might be better.
Spielberg... Hey, even though
Marshall.
Spielberg has not made the same
Marshall.
Quality movies recently.
I don't know. I can't stop thinking about Valentine's Day. So anyone that says Gary Marshall is wrong.
Oh, it is Gary Marshall. I was thinking of
Frank. That was
Gary,
yeah.
He's
been
working with a lot of young actors. He was just trying to get hit.
It's called For a Paycheck.
It's true.
He's got some bills to pay. Wait, so Penny Marshall didn't win?
Wait, what?
So Spielberg all the way? Is that what you're telling
Spielberg
me?
Spielberg
so
all the way.
Why do you have... That there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I have it there. We're moving on. It's O. Russell.
It
I know that. So the final one for the modern bracket is between Martin Scorsese and David O. Russell.
By far the toughest one of
it
the
was
entire
really,
bracket.
That was really, really
you
hard.
Both
all right.
are quality.
Well,
and I'm still a little
Scorsese
bit shocked I picked Scorsese.
Gotti, myself, and Gwen picked Scorsese. The Conway twins picked O. Russell.
Yeah. I just wanted to switch it up.
It's going to be really sad because I'm going to use the Woody Allen argument. It is longevity with Scorsese, but it's quality over the years.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think Hugo was
big
pretty
speaker.
Quality. It brought back the original form of
He went outside
filmmaking.
His comfort zone for that, so I applaud him for that. But O. Russell
it was a horrible movie.
Hasn't made a bad movie.
I could
bring
Scorsese
made a bad movie?
In the theater.
O. Russell?
No,
Scorsese's
made a
bad
movie.
Yeah, he has made a bad movie.
What?
Yeah. Hugo is horrible.
I'm trying to think.
Hugo is not horrible. Hugo is beautifully
different.
Shot.
It's
funny.
I'm trying
funny,
to think of Scorsese ones that
great.
I hated.
I really loved him in The Muse, but he didn't do that. He was just really funny in it.
Yeah, David O. Russell.
I can't think of a movie
See,
Scorsese has done
the same
sort of
argument we had before. Like, I feel like he's in the same boat as Fincher. Russell's the new face of filmmaking.
Scorsese was that for
he
a
was
decade.
That for a long time.
Shutter Island.
We got to think about the future.
Shutter Island was good.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Shutter Island was a piece of shit.
The
no
future.
I couldn't stand Shutter Island.
The future is Russell. I feel.
I don't think so.
He
Scorsese
has,
changed
had,
everything.
Yeah, but then
with
it goes
film.
Back to modern. Like there's
right,
a
right.
reason.
It's modern.
These are like the
these
masters.
Are modern. It's exactly. That's why I thought originally I said Scorsese. Why
I'm
Scorsese
okay with either
modern.
One of them actually.
I don't feel he's like because
he's still making movies. He's got
he is,
Wolf of Wall Street.
Looks like it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. See,
we'll
see. Russell's been consistent in this the modern generation of filmmaking. He's had put out consistent hits, and I feel like he's going places.
He just doesn't have enough traction compared to Scorsese. Where if Scorsese
he
wants
is,
to make anything, he can.
After this
I
year,
don't know
might,
David O. Russell can do anything yet.
Well,
I
that,
haven't seen him
he's
depart
nominated.
From what he's
Russell's
done.
The fighter. Yeah.
Silver Linings Playbook.
American Hustle this year. It's going to be like a third time for him. So
yeah, I think he's been nominated the same amount of times as Scorsese now.
Okay, that's an argument against the Oscars because the
right.
Oscars didn't nominate him for five movies that they should have.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do against
that's because his
Scorsese's brilliance. And you can make that argument for Woody Allen, too. Woody should have had the exact same...
That's why I'm
more.
Saying we picked Fincher. It's the same sort of argument, though, because Russell is exactly like Fincher. He's a modern
See, I don't think so.
That is
I think Fincher's jumps have been completely different, and Fincher is a bold enough director where he does... Darkness, like no one else does. I can't think of a signature from O. Russell.
What are you talking about?
I can't think of anything.
Movies.
It's really well acted movies. That's about all I'll say.
Well,
I think the acting in a Russell's films shines brighter than his direction.
As harsh as it sounds, he's like a Tom Hooper.
But I know what a Scorsese film is. I can't tell you what an O'Russell film is.
Right.
And that's, like, I love O'Russell. I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm saying I can't think of a signature, and I can think of all the rest of the directors and think, that's a Scorsese film, that's a Kubrick film, that's a Hitchcock film. I can never say that about O'Russell.
Give me some examples of Scorsese's movies.
Taxi Driver.
Goodfellas.
He's
Casino.
I mean, he's got his stamp on everything.
You could, what's the crazy one, Kundun? That wasn't him, was it?
Yeah, that was him.
That was him. Thank God.
two movies,
but the king of comedy.
But it's just as much as Robert De Niro's performances than it is just his directing, though.
In Mean Streets, it was Robert De Niro's performance. He found a kid off the streets.
So
I feel like if we had this argument,
I'm talking about the other ones.
Was Raging Bull first?
Raging, yeah.
Even like 5 years from now, I feel like if we have this argument that Russell is going to be, Russell's actually going to have a lot more sway.
Completely agree with you, but not right now.
Okay.
Completely agree with you. If he keeps his pace, yes, David O. Russell will be amazing. But I won't know that until he does that. Whereas Fincher, well, I know exactly what type of Fincher film is going to be like. I know what, how dark and demented it'll be. And how much it'll look different than any other film. O. Russell, I just know it's quality acting.
And they're all quirky roles. You can definitely tell O. Russell film by watching it. I Heart Huckabees, The Fighter, they all have those weird, intricate characters that
we're
known for.
Yeah,
and
the fighter
dies
because the fighter is
darker, but it still has, you know, Christian Bale's character really weird. The mom, there was definitely a, you know, unfortunately we had Mark Wahlberg playing a straight guy in that movie, but there, every one of his films has interesting characters that draw you in. But they don't have one track shot through the Coca-Cola. Those characters, more than any Scorsese, have a feel to him
where it's like he's doing things other people haven't done. Where O. Russell's doing things people have. He just does it really well with good actors.
I don't believe that. I feel like once you've seen one Scorsese movie...
3-2, I win! Bitch, let's go!
Now, Scorsese's on his way out, I feel. But he does have some good movies. But
unfortunately,
O'Russell lost his round.
Yeah, Scorsese, so the
body got his way.
The final list for the modern filmmakers, P.T. Anderson, David Fincher, Steven Spielberg, and Martin Scorsese. Moving on to the genre list, the genre section. Our first category is between David Lynch and George Romero, with George Romero beating out David Lynch.
Yo, I won.
I voted for Lynch also.
How can you fucking say
Adam and Gotti voted for Lynch, everybody else voted for Romero. How can you say Romero?
David Lynch is fucking David Lynch. I can't think of another director like Lynch.
Or Romero.
Oh, come, there's a lot of fucking dudes that made fucking horror films.
Straight
Story? Shit.
Yeah, but Romero's the one that started that whole...
But I'm just going for genre. Again, guys, genre. It's
David Lynch doesn't have spooky supernatural...
But he's a genre hybrid. He's not a genre person.
But what is he? He's not mainstream. He's David Lynch.
He would have been a better...
He is his own genre. If you were looking for an auteur,
he's an auteur. Yeah. Romero is the person who created a genre. He is a genre...
He's known for creating...
Yes,
White Zombie was probably the first zombie movie in the 30s. But he created the flesh eaters. He created the zombies.
He only works in genre.
You know why zombies are so popular? Is because of Romero.
This is called greatest directors, not greatest genre.
But
he is a great director. Do you realize that his horror movies had so much undertones?
Of course, and I got him to the next round, but not against David fucking Lynch.
No,
sorry.
Romero. Because he also made a documentary on O.J. Simpson. He made non-horror.
That's
not
a genre.
He made... George Romero did Monkey Shines.
David Lynch didn't belong in this category.
He didn't belong in that category.
And he's not a real accessible director either. Like, his movies are just real.
Like George Romero,
he's an amazing, a niche director.
A good way
but
to.
But that's the thing. Genre is a niche. Like you're that's different. Just going by the category.
Blue Velvet's better than anything Romero did.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. It's not that I don't love Romero, but Night of the Living Dead and
Dawn of the Dead. Was that more of the acting versus the
director? Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead are way better than Blue Velvet,
I think.
I don't think so. Because I can replace Romero's movies with modern films.
King
I can't
Koopa?
Replace
King
David
Koopa.
Lynch.
I think
I can replace Romero. I can do it. Others have. But I can't replace Lynch. And that's what a great director is. I can't replace a Martin Scorsese. I can replace David O. Russell. I think David Lynch is by far a better director.
I mean, he may be, but just in the category.
Well,
under the attention.
Collected. I like that.
We lost some
fuck
guys,
me.
So
it's...
No. All right.
Cry, baby.
All right.
Cry.
All right. Moving on. Between a difficult one, another difficult one. David Cronenberg and John Carpenter, with John Carpenter winning by one.
Yeah.
Gotti and Gwen picked Cronenberg. Everybody else picked John Carpenter.
Thank God
Carpenter won.
It
now,
being,
I'm so pissed if he lost
Kurt Russell. That's all I have to
Kurt
say.
Kurt Russell, yes.
Cronenberg's amazing, but the fucking Carpenter, Halloween, Fog.
Okay, I'll give you
Carpenter
more than
China.
Romero, because Carpenter's gone outside
the thing,
box.
And
yeah,
Escape from New York.
If you go with genre, Carpenter definitely is more of a genre director than Cronenberg is.
But Cronenberg's still horror.
He's
never stayed out of horror.
The Fly?
Yeah, he's always
been
horror.
Really good, but
Cronenberg is always
it's no Big
been,
Trouble
like,
in China.
Horror.
It was
but
definitely
he,
much
yeah.
more
and
flip
same
than
same with
previous.
Carpenter.
His better films are
about
genre.
He's more ultra violent.
Because History of Violence and
Eastern
Promises are awesome, but they're not really genre.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking, because,
that just means he wanted to go and try other things.
Yeah, or he just like Vigo. Doesn't
Vigo,
I mean, maybe it's Vigo. I don't know. I like Cronenberg just a little bit better.
But John Carpenter has made
the
next round.
That's the only reason. I love
Carpenter.
But my thing is just going by the name.
So what's the last good movie Carpenter's made?
But
did you not like The Ward? The Ward was
alright.
The Ward is not on the level that Cronenberg has done the last 5 years. Are you kidding me?
But
Carpenter doesn't know.
But Carpenter,
you're
looking at their whole film.
You're looking at their whole thing, and you're looking at.
Yeah, so you made
the
argument for things you're looking at the whole thing. Maybe Cronenberg's a lot better.
He's better
now.
He was fucking amazing when he started. What are y'all talking about?
He's
some bitch director. He's all of a sudden the History of Violence.
He's only gotten better.
Made
but he doesn't have to stay.
Started.
He doesn't have to stay in genre anymore. He can go off.
We're
and
on
do
the
something.
Same boat.
I know we are. Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
Yeah, why are you guys fighting?
What's
happening?
Hug it out.
The Fly.
Well,
they both blow for Cronenberg and they're arguing with each other about. No, he's the best.
This is what
he
did for us,
guys.
Cronenberg, just started a war between the same people.
Okay, well, Carpenter.
Carpenter won, Carpenter made.
Carpenter,
so,
yes.
Moving on.
Big Trouble in Little
China.
If y'all bitches pick Carpenter over Romero, you're all fucking stupid.
I pick Romero over Carpenter.
Okay,
no,
then
Carpenter.
You're fine. How?
I enjoy
it. If one invents the genre, how can the other not?
Spoiler alert, that probably will happen next time.
Because that's my argument against Romero, is you could replace him. If you replace him with Carpenter, let's say, even though
Carpenter's a whole different genre, though. He's not.
Could he not do it if he wanted to, though?
Well, that's for next time. Next time. Because they'll probably be... So moving on. The next one was between J.J. Abrams and Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks won across the board.
Who said JJ?
No, nobody. Oh, Mel Brooks. You are looking for a 5-game JJ Abrams. Mel Brooks, of course, won. I mean, that's a difficult choice because.
No, it's not.
JJ Abrams is a great director.
He's
is
a constant
he
failure.
The break.
Constant failure. Super 8.
How did the Coen brothers not make this list? JJ fucking Abrams.
He invented the gratuitous.
It's kind of for a genre director to have Star Wars and Star Trek.
What?
He's a great filmmaker. JJ is
a
he makes a good first film and then it just falls apart.
Yes.
What was his first film?
No, I'm just saying, it's always in the series. It's like, oh, this is great and awesome. And then it's like,
was it Mission Impossible 3?
Lost.
Vomit. What was his first actual feature film?
Was it Mission Impossible
3?
Yeah.
Which one actually?
That was good.
It was underrated.
Good.
For sure.
I like Super 8.
It had one of my favorite
Mel Brooks one, of course. Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
You can't replace Mel Brooks. You don't want to live in a world without Mel Brooks.
I don't want to live in
a world
without
Mel
Brooks.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's a great argument.
Yeah.
Under Romero for sure, but...
Men in
time. All right, so...
I vote Mel over Romero.
And I also don't feel like... Yeah, we don't even need the arguments on there.
F you, Romero.
So we're moving on to the last one. The last one in the genre category is between Sam Raimi and Guillermo del Toro, with Del Toro winning. Everybody voted for Del Toro except for Adam Conway, who voted for Sam Raimi.
What?
Which is weird because I'm the biggest Evil Dead fan at the table.
I'm so shocked.
And
I was
going to
change my vote
to
Del Toro anyway. So
you were going to change it?
Yeah, because I was thinking of genre, and like, I like some of Sam Raimi's non-genre movies, like Simple Plan,
Spider-Man,
baseball movies.
How
many of his non-genre movies?
I went with Del Toro over Raimi just because I feel like Del Toro Toro is a better filmmaker.
Well, and you also know, and it also goes back to the whole thing of, you know, when you're watching a Del Toro film.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't see the credits,
sort of
you
can
know.
Also 1,000,000,000% know it's a Sam Raimi film.
Beautiful.
Because
it's
those
cuts.
I haven't seen enough Sam Raimi films.
Yeah. Have you seen Evil Dead or Army of Darkness?
Sure.
Maybe.
I mean, I saw them.
Oh.
But she can't remember them.
I
saw all
remember
of them.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, you're making Brian.
Raimi does have a look and a feel.
You don't
want to
make.
But he did
Raimi
ruin it by making a Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah, and he did. He did. I
yeah
like part
just
one,
the
part
third
two.
One
he
got away with Hercules. Yeah.
But part two,
dear Ben Affleck, learned. Sorry, just gonna throw that out.
Well,
there.
Del Toro won, and that
it
is
worked for Ben
that
Affleck
is for our Sweet 16 in the
like
genre.
Powerful?
Genre. So that is George Romero, John Carpenter, Mel Brooks, and Guillermo del Toro. So our last one of the Sweet 16 is the dead filmmaker category. Were you all right, Gwen?
Yeah,
she's crying.
But she was crying because
I'm vomiting from my eyes, guys. This is just too much.
Guess what, Franco? Never going to make this list.
Okay, so dead filmmakers. The first one was between Stanley Kubrick and Alfred Hitchcock. Kubrick won, thank God. Gotti and Gwen were the only ones to pick Hitchcock.
Hitchcock!
How could you pick Hitchcock again?
I didn't pick Kubrick in the first
that
one.
Yeah,
so
that's some bullshit
you
were having. Yeah.
Explain yourselves.
Hitchcock
yourselves
is fucking Hitchcock. There's nothing
that's
like
not
Hitchcock
an argument. Kubrick
Hitchcock
is Kubrick, bitch.
Kubrick is Kubrick.
That used to be on a t-shirt. Right. Kubrick is Kubrick, bitch.
Hitchcock, it was a really tough decision.
It was a tough decision, but
it was
Kubrick,
really
was. There's
the
not a filmmaker
work
out there.
Is amazing. That's definitely one of the hardest
it's,
ones I had to choose.
Honestly, in any other list, it's one. It's them two at the end.
Let's go back to our previous one. It was between Kubrick and Akira Kurosawa. And Kubrick
I was the
there
only one that
yeah
voted
Kurosawa. And so now it's Hitchcock and Kubrick.
I would have voted with you.
I would have voted for Akira Kurosawa. This time around.
How do you guys, how do you guys break a tie if there's like not a...
We argue until someone changes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah, we did. That's what we did.
It was hard.
It's weird because we have five people now.
Yeah.
So
there's always
the last time we had six. But yeah, Kubrick won, and I don't know why you'd pick Hitchcock over Kubrick.
Honestly,
I mean, they
when
both
I
have
went down the list
movies,
of movies
both
I love,
and
they did, I was like, I love more of these over here than I do of
granted,
movies.
Hitchcock was like Woody Allen,
that was
where
it
he turned out a
he's
movie
done
basically
more
a year, but Kubrick...
Whoa.
But his movies only got better, and he knew what the mainstream wanted, whereas Kubrick was not, it's not an accessible director.
And Eyes Wide Shut wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
Eyes Wide Shut was amazing.
It was amazing. It wasn't on the same level as Kubrick before.
But
I think it was. It was different. And
how
much
Barry
of...
Lyndon,
I'll say this
yeah
about...
One of the best
that
shot movies ever made was Barry Lyndon.
I'll say this
best
about
shot
Kubrick. I'll say this about Kubrick. If he had not died, would he be as big?
I probably would have liked AI a lot more.
No,
I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I don't think so.
AI was.
I think
AI would have been a lot better.
No, AI was always going to be produced by Kubrick and directed by Spielberg.
And,
yes,
and then
they went back to
ruined it.
Like,
and then Spielberg ruined it because he gave it up. But if Kubrick hadn't died, I don't think he would be as big. Whereas Hitchcock, if we take Hitchcock out after the 60s, Hitchcock is the greatest director.
Kubrick
would have
done AI.
As much as Kubrick gets to talk in that
Kubrick
would have
done AI, and then he would have either done Napoleon or the Aryan Papers. And he would have died after that because he took 5 to 10 years to make a movie. He wouldn't have lasted that much longer.
That's one reason to say Hitchcock
like,
was better.
Yeah,
he took
he
a fucking year and he made greatness every year.
But Kubrick made greatness every year because he was so meticulous about it.
Does he?
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like,
Vertigo
no
alone says no, sir.
No.
I'm sorry. No, Hitchcock is more well known than Kubrick. Is Kubrick number two? Possibly, but everyone knows that fat fucker. Period. You know the image of Hitchcock before you can say the name. I mean, he's more movie than Kubrick. Why did it get all quiet? Y'all are pussies. Come on, talk.
I'm just saying Kubrick was better.
I mean,
I'm glad
he
won. He's
won the vote.
Yes, he did.
But I'm shocked.
All right, moving on. Next dead category was between Robert Altman. Robert
this
Altman
this
and Billy Wilder.
This is the hardest one for me.
Everybody picked Billy Wilder except for me. I've chose Robert Altman.
It was
and
really,
I wanted
really
to pick
hard.
Ed Wilder
I
one.
Too.
I really
I
wanted
too,
to pick Wilder one.
But Billy Wilder has so many good movies.
That's
it's
true.
Ridiculous.
That's true. I just prefer but that's
Billy Wilder's just yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's better.
It's, yeah, that was a really hard one.
That was a difficult one. But so most likely next week will be between Kubrick and Wilder, which is difficult.
It's like
gonna
two
get
of the genre
messy
champions. It's
yeah
gonna be dirty.
So
and
moving on from that was an easy one. The
yeah
next one which is a huge fucking upset to me, was between Sergio Leone and Jim Henson, with Sergio Leone winning. Gwen and I were the only people who picked fucking Jim Henson. How do you not pick Jim Henson?
I didn't pick Jim Henson.
I know, none of you did.
I think Jim Henson doesn't even need to be here. Why are we even talking?
What? What do you mean?
Well, Labyrinth alone means he should be there.
Muppets?
Yeah.
Any kind of Muppets?
Once Upon a Time in
the West
was how
they
did it for me.
Witches?
No, I'm on board with you. I voted with you.
Okay.
He's in the League.
But you just said, why
is he needs to be hanging out with himself. I mean, like, yeah.
He's his own kind
of
League.
He's
in the League of what you say.
But I feel like...
But he's
for
dead.
Directors,
so
though,
dead.
Yeah,
I got
was he really
it.
A
so,
strong
okay.
director? I feel like overall,
I don't think of him as a director. I think of him as a puppet
I don't think of him as a director.
Maker.
I feel he created a whole genre in a sense, like he was great with puppets and stuff like that. But I feel like
they're Muppets, not puppets.
Oh, puppets! Whoa, hey!
So here's my thing. I love Jim Henson. I'm not a Leone fan. That started there. But I wouldn't be able to pick out a Jim Henson film if there weren't puppets in it. Like, if he just did a live-action film.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, Muppets.
Muppets. Don't let Adam come over.
So sorry.
Wait, you slap me.
But I couldn't tell you that he did that. I couldn't tell you he did that.
I feel like that's the crutch, though, unfortunately. Jim Henson, he's...
Where I could tell you what Sergio Leone did.
Yeah, I can't
shot
too.
Put Clint Eastwood on
the... But I just don't like...
Taking away the Muppets from Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And... Dark Crystal, they're still beautiful movies. They're still really well done without...
No one's saying they're not.
Most movies are replaced
from
Muppets.
Are they better than
with
some
Muppets,
of the best
I'm
Western?
Sorry.
They're definitely better than a lot of Sergio Leone's movies, but the problem is, like, from a director's standpoint, how can you choose Henson over Leone? There's no...
I mean, I like that a Western filmmaker got it. I like that, but I still go with Henson.
Was he even the best Western filmmaker?
No.
That's the irony of...
No.
I'm shocked he's
like,
the one who made it over...
I feel like there's a lot of...
John Ford.
We had John Ford.
He did
in
The
here.
Searchers.
John Ford made our list,
like,
and he got voted out.
Yeah.
The Searchers.
Yeah. Now, it's weird. How many directors have been knocked off that their films are in our top 10, even though y'all know my shitty film list, but
yeah.
I made a legitimate film list.
I argued
it. It would be kind of weird.
That stuff.
F.U.J.J. Abrams.
Well, Sergio Leone.
Not on the list.
One.
Super 8's awesome.
I love
Sergio
Leone.
You can't have a whole career based off of one
movie. Jim Henson, great films.
Huh?
You can't have a whole career based off of one movie.
Super 8's good, though.
Some
people do.
Elite
8. Any month, big.
What do we got next?
League of Their Own.
The last one of the director's bracket of
no,
the Sweet 16 in the Dead category was between John Cassavetes and John Hughes. Cassavetes took it.
Oh, Adam.
What?
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
He's lying.
Oh, my God!
I would kill someone.
I saw your eyes get so big. No, John Hughes was
really
across the board.
That bookie or something. The Chinese bookie? Yeah, that's it.
Okay, no, stop. Sydney or Hughes, go. Lumen or Hughes, go.
See, that's why I knew no matter what happened, Hughes is going to win because Hughes.
No.
Sydney Lumen. Hughes
is a decade.
Hughes is our generation.
He
grew up with those movies, and of course,
but he also is. He like encapsulated the perfect thing. Like, you know a John Hughes film.
Yep.
Even
yeah.
you can be like, you know,
I would go with Hughes over one.
Not Breakfast at Tiffany's, but
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club all the way to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You know those are both John Hughes films.
Home Alone.
So
Home Alone.
Really
you
matter.
Know those
it's
are films.
Really
yeah,
really
you know.
Hughes is going to win all the time.
Hughes
so.
Is going to knock them
are
out.
Are you sad John Cassavetes got out of him?
No.
Your eyes got so big. John Hughes. Let's see, like, John Hughes... With Mel Brooks, they didn't have like an image that you can tell it's their movie. They encapsulated the time, but they didn't have like a filmmaker's eye. I don't think.
I feel like you know what their movie. If you watch a movie, you'll be like, this looks like John Hughes' movie.
I don't
easily.
Think that. Oh, I don't think that.
Oh, for sure.
I think maybe
so
dialogue.
All the
movies
he
made
in the
80s. Doesn't have his signature, though. You're right.
But
he doesn't have his shot.
But
in
the
all
thing
of
is,
them.
It's
he,
called Anti-Michael Hall. That's
but no, the thing is, he, like Spielberg,
Michael
has themes that he
Michael.
Likes to work with.
Yeah.
And his themes are what are
no, no, but like Spielberg has like, okay, every movie that has children in it, those children are shot up. Period.
Well, he
that's
likes,
every
well, he
Spielberg
always,
movie.
He always likes
no
to
guns,
explore fatherlessness.
Just
like, he likes
life,
to explore fatherlessness. You know, that's the thing.
That's true.
But it's themes. Like, that's what
yes.
makes John Hughes...
But I agree with Brian, though, in the sense that Hughes
no.
and Mel Brooks don't have a...
I feel Mel Brooks...
Like, that shot is a Mel Brooks shot. That's a Hitchcock fucking shot. That's a Kubrick fucking shot.
But
that's
a
Scorsese
shot.
Mel Brooks
argument.
Movie. For sure, you watch the movie.
Yeah,
he
you know.
Like, that's Mel Brooks movie.
So then would you feel like Hughes is a better screenwriter than director?
No, it doesn't.
It's a
it's
great
not
argument.
That.
How
yeah.
many of these are better directors because
because
they're not
writers? Yeah,
writers.
Right.
How many, you know, because, I mean, Scorsese's not writing his own material majority of the time.
They
but look what he does
Hughes
with
Hughes and Brooks definitely, you watch one of the movies, you know it's a Hughes movie. You know it's a Brooks movie. Mm-hmm. There's no.
It doesn't matter
Maybe
about what
that,
it looks like, because sometimes
yeah.
the director, that's not
Give
always the
director.
Give me a
movie from one of them that you're like, oh, this
is
completely opposite.
Second.
Give me the... But I can't think of, like...
John Hughes wrote that.
Yeah, but what if he didn't direct it? So that's the difference.
But there's also a difference between setting a mood and a theme and having a signature.
That's part of a director. That's what
his
job is. Some directors are really good at visual. Some are really good at structure.
Well, that's the end of it, right?
Yeah, that's the end of the director's bracket. So our dead list is Stanley Kubrick, Billy Wilder, Sergio Leone, and John Hughes. And in a couple weeks, we'll narrow these down to the Elite Eight, which is going to be very difficult. So that is it.
F.U. Romero.